And now we turn to our next guest, who thinks one thing that's essential in shaping the future of healthcare is including more women in it.
Lisa Mead is a former nurse and the founder of Arizona Women in Healthcare, and she says while women dominate the healthcare industry, they make up only a fraction of those in the leadership positions in healthcare, and she wants to change that. So she's launching a new program called 50 Women Can Change the World in Healthcare in partnership with nonprofit Take the Lead, and right now she is recruiting women to join.
As we're recruiting for these 50 women in this cohort, we're looking for women that are interested in transforming their relationship with power and possibly, most likely, moving up in a company, whether that be in their own entrepreneurial company or in a corporate world. Mm-hmm. The women that have already, you know, piqued their interest and signed up are vice presidents of finance, chief executive officers of large medical practices, maybe vice presidents in accountable care organizations. So it's interesting, the first round, women already in leadership positions that you would consider
right,
pretty much getting to the top are signing up.
That's interesting. So what will they learn in this program?
A lot of it is really building this cohort to identify issues that have blocked them, maybe some implicit bias. A lot of times women hold themselves back from moving up as fast as they could by thinking they need to have everything in the job description, go to more school, get more training, where on the other hand, we see men typically will see a job title and know that they can do it and just head that way or apply for positions faster than most women do. So we're hoping that they gain more confidence in their current abilities and their ability to step up and step into a more powerful position. If they're already really on that track or they're looking for, let's say, one more bump or go out on their own, I'm hoping that what they come out of this with is how do we take other women with us? You know, for every woman that crosses the threshold in leadership or in C-suite, we hope they turn around and they're looking to see how can we role model and how can we take other women with us.
Yeah, yeah. So the healthcare industry, it sounds like, has many, many women working in it, more women than men, but not necessarily in those leadership roles. How do those numbers break down?
It's really interesting because there's a lot of women in healthcare. You're right. We're 80% of the workforce, which is a lot, right? But then when you get up to the top, you start seeing, well, but we're about 20, 22% of the C-suite.
Wow.
And then not one Fortune 500 company has a woman CEO. Hmm. And that concerns us, right? Think of how much we are the workforce. We're 80%. And then if you even look bigger picture, women drive and make the decisions of healthcare. We are the decision makers, the caregivers, we're the workforce, and yet something holds us back. So what is that? And a lot of what we're trying to do is say that it should be in every sector leadership parity, but what we're seeing literature-wise is that based on the numbers and how we're moving through Bureau of Labor Statistics, it won't be until 2049 till there's leadership parity. We're really setting the bar as leadership parity across all sectors by 2025.
So why is this important specifically, you think, in the healthcare industry? How do you think women can make a difference in that?
I've been blessed. I'm a nurse by training, but I found that there's so many things a nurse could do. So I own a company. I'm a consultant. I run an association for women. I knew immediately I could learn quality. I have friends that are in finance. I have nurses that are informaticists, you know, that are in IT. So there's so much. It's such a big sector. And if we can cross all of that and build cohorts, I think there's a lot we can do to change the dialogue. And women in leadership, we know this from all of the literature in any industry, the closer you get to having more parity, you know, that over 35% in the boardroom, those companies make more money. Their products are more acceptable because we change the dialogue. The whole conversation changes. We don't want to replace men. We want to have an equal place at the table because our voice and our perception and our experience makes a huge difference in the products and the service offerings and how we treat our customers. Mm. We just have a different perspective and we just want equal time at the table.
Is there an example you can think of a woman who has really kind of changed, like you said, changed that dialogue in a specific company or in a sector of healthcare?
You know, healthcare, there's a lot of women that I would say have done that, even in town, right? Linda Hunt is the CEO here of dignity. Kim Post is COO and CNO at Honor Health. We're seeing Intermountain Healthcare just appointed their first board chair. Now, there's been women on the boards, but they've first board chaired. That's in 145 years. So that shocking a little bit, huh? That's like last week. first board chancellor, American College of Radiology, that was like 4 days ago.
Wow.
So I think it's like perfect timing.
Yeah.
And the time is now.
So as you see women like that get into leadership roles, and hopefully these 50 women who go through your program move up into leadership roles, mm-hmm. How do you want that dialogue to change? Like, what do you want them to affect?
I want them to start thinking about their path and how they can help others' people's path be easier, really look behind and see who we can bring along, identify ways to have more education on leadership sooner. I think there is a huge workforce of women in healthcare that could be tapped. They just really need to be more aware and more groomed. Women need to be visible. Diversity, women of color, women of all the different sectors, they need to be visible. You don't think about those options if you don't see people like you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think about promoting yourself up.
All right. That's Lisa Mead. She is a former nurse and now the founder of Arizona Women in Healthcare and is going to lead 50 Women Can Change the World in Healthcare. Lisa, thank you so much for your time.
Yep. Thanks so much, Lauren.